because that vote makes a difference, Kevin.
The vote, speaking of the vote, is this going to be a school board election in 2024? And if so, what does that mean, a la Virginia and places like that?
Well, I think that's going to be is that we have to get the focus on the legislators, because the legislators actually have a big say-so for your educational system in Nevada. And I hope that, you know, like I said, I hope that our legislators are getting more more educated to know what they're voting for the public school system, because they don't sit down and find out. And they don't sit down because there are very few people that, when I was a school board trustee, any of these legislators would be on the phone with me and ask me questions. You know how many asked me questions when I was a school board trustee when we were in the legislature? None.
Wow.
Zero. I had to go up there and ask them. I mean, if you're going to pass laws, you better know what you're doing. You better ask the questions. And there, why wouldn't be the person that's sitting on that board that know? And I was a budget hawk on that. And why wouldn't you ask, say, hey, Trustee Child, what do we need to do? And where's this money at? And it's so funny is that they don't, Kevin. This is the sad, what's supposed to be called communication. And again, failure to communicate is why we're having a problem where we're at in public education in the state of Nevada, because everybody knows better, but nobody wants to talk across the aisle. And that's not meaning Republican Democrats. That means all legislative session, because I'll tell you what, the best person that really elevated education was Mayor John Lee in North Las Vegas. He actually started asking questions about education, and he actually did something about it.
Wow. Kevin Child, always good to visit with you. Keep fighting the good fight. Give my best to your mom, and we will talk again soon, I promise.
I appreciate it, Kevin. Enjoy your week, all right?
There you go. Kevin Child, former Clark County School Board of Trustee member. This is a very important week in the history of our nation. We'll tell you why when we come back. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Monday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton show.
What are things looking like as the Republican debate gets closer and closer? There's going to be at least a few of those top contenders on the stage. What does that look like? We'll talk about it. I'm Clay and Buck.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Hey, Chuck, first of all, can you tell us what it means to be a direct lender?
You ever see those ads on TV for payday loans from Money Mutual and other companies? You know, they had Montel Williams as their spokesperson.
Oh, I've seen them all the time.
Well, they're what's called a lead generator. Check the disclaimer at the bottom of their website. It'll clearly say, this is not a lender. When you see this, it means they just gather your information and sell it.
Oh, so Dollar Loan Center is a direct lender, and you lend your money.
Yep, literally my money. You deal directly with us and only us. Just be careful out there and read the fine print before you give up your data.
That was Chuck, and to celebrate 25 years in business, he's offering free loans to all new customers. No fee to apply and a week of free interest. Your first loan is free in 2023 at the DLC.
Free loan means if you pay off your loan in a week or less, the interest is free. You are still required to repay the principal amount. Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Ron Quince has announced his candidacy for Congressional District 1. Ron Q is a conservative Republican who's lived in Southern Nevada for 20 years. He's no carpetbagger. Ron Q is a successful businessman and philanthropist. He's half the age of Nancy Pelosi, so he is the young blood that we need in Congress. So, Ron, why are you running?
When I look at my two little girls and their future, I can't sit around and watch the stupidity that comes out of this White House and continues to be supported by Dina Tynes. These people are nuts, and they're dangerous. They trample on the Constitution, they are ruining our economy, putting dangerous criminals back on the streets, and opening our borders to killer drugs and human trafficking. And they declared war against our families, our values, and our cherished institutions. My family legally immigrated here 40 years ago to pursue a dream of freedom. Now I must pursue that freedom for our community. It's time to take back our country.
Thanks, Ron. For more information on his campaign, go to RonQForYou.com.
Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Boy, there's a whole bunch of dentists in Las Vegas, so how do you know which one to choose? Hey, Kevin Wall here. To me, it's all about how they make you feel when you're in the dentist chair. I'm proud to say my dentist is Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff have converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. It's a truly elevated experience. So if fear and anxiety are keeping you from a healthy-looking smile, I hope you'll call True Dentistry. True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation for all new patients. That's a $150 value. If you're unhappy with your smile, call True Dentistry to schedule your free consultation. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Use your annual insurance benefits before it's too late. True Dentistry has two convenient locations, in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800 or check them out at TrueDentistry.com.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is a very important week in the history of our country. We've got Wednesday, the second GOP debate in Simi Valley, the People's Republic of California. And then, of course, on Thursday, the first impeachment inquiry hearing coming up. This is going to be big stuff, folks. And we learned over the weekend that on October 18th, David Weiss will testify on Capitol Hill. That will be big, huge. October 18, mark it down on your calendar. When we come back, Jim Jordan, the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, on a solution to the government shutdown that looks like it's going to happen. Looks like it's going to happen. End of the month, end of the fiscal year, it's going to happen. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
The Las Vegas Raiders played their first home game of the season on Sunday Night Football, where they fell to the Pittsburgh Steelers 23-18. And back out on the road for the next one in Los Angeles on Sunday, where the Chargers opened as 4.5-point favorites. UNLV football has covered the spread in all four games this season, including Saturday's 45-28 win over UTEP. Rebels are now 3-1 on the year and host Hawaii Saturday afternoon at Allegiant Stadium. UNLV is a 9.5-point favorite. And the Las Vegas Aces took another step forward in their quest to repeat as WNBA champions. They beat the Dallas Wings 97-83 in game one of their best-of-five semifinal series. Game two tomorrow night at Michelob Ultra Arena. The Aces are 10.5-point favorites.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right.
Texting
marketing privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Go to expertwindowchoice.com for full offer details.
Homeowners, if you've been putting off replacing windows in your home because it's too expensive, here's great news. You can now save $1,200 off any combination of three windows or a door from Renewal by Anderson, the company with the most five-star reviews among leading full-service window replacement companies. That's right, you can now save $1,200 off any combination of three windows or a door, but only for a limited time, so don't wait. Get your free in-home window consultation and free price quote now. It's fast and easy. Just text RENEWAL to 200-300 to get a link to schedule your free consultation. Text RENEWAL to 200-300 and get $0 down, zero payments, and zero interest for a year. You don't pay a dime for an entire year. Plus, save $1,200 off top-quality Renewal by Anderson windows and doors. Hurry, these massive savings end this month. Text RENEWAL to 200-300 right now and schedule your free consultation online today. Text the word RENEWAL to 200-300. Text RENEWAL to 200-300.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
Every Saturday from noon to one, it's Apt to Close the Mortgage Show, powered by GFL Capital Mortgage, right here on AM 670 KMZQ. Hosted by Kevin Sherba, Danny Velasquez, and Greg Louie. What's going to happen next? Where are rates going? Will you still qualify? Is the economy going to crash? Tune in and find out.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Well, we're often staggering on this Monday morning commute. We've got a couple of trouble spots here. Busy and travels through the Charleston curve right now. The accident's 95 northbound after Charleston, and that's getting pretty close to stop and go traffic there. So you may want to go up Boulder Highway, use an alternative there. 95 northbound again after Charleston's where the problem spot is. Also, new one through the resort corridor, south end, 15 southbound at Flamingo. Hit and run at Eastern and Washington, and also wrapping up one of the west side intersection of Tropicana and Fort Apache. It's going to be sunny and warm today with highs expected to top out right around 93 degrees. We're only 68, though, right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We told you last week about how Barry Manilow has added dates at the Westgate, and that more and more people are going to be able to see this musical icon. A guy that's seen Barry Manilow before and had, friends and family in town over the weekend and treated them to a wonderful evening at the Westgate for another Barry Manilow show. Mark Thomas joining us. Good morning, Mark. Tell me what it was like.
Well, it's a great show. It is the third time I've seen him. I saw him in 1994. I saw him in 2007 or 2008 on the Strip. And look, man, the show holds up. I'd forgotten some of the more engaging parts. He's a song and dance man. Not a lot of dance going on anymore. I mean, he's 80. But so were my folks who had never seen him before. So it was kind of a bucket list for them to take in the show at the Westgate. And just a terrific entertainment. It's family friendly. It's throwback. You know, not a lot of kids there. Hardly any, actually. It's an older crowd, but, you know, it, like I was saying on Friday, it's time travel. It takes you back to the 70s and all those hit songs.
And he played all the hits?
All of them. No, I don't think there was a song I didn't recognize. And I'm not the biggest Manilow fan, but it's one of those that you wouldn't think, oh, really, Barry Manilow sounds kind of sleepy. You know, was he just be at the piano all night? No, not at all.
And you paid what, $75 a ticket?
That's what they were going for. I was able to get them through a ticket service that were significantly cheaper. But they, because this was the record-breaking weekend as he passed Elvis Presley for the most performances in that theater, they had gift bags for us, boas, you know, the things you put around your neck.
Yeah.
Drink coupons, hello.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, little swag bags for everybody. So it was a special night. It was a really, you could tell there was a different vibe in the air on Saturday.
Oh, that is tremendous.
That was wonderful.
And your seats at $75, pretty good?
Look, you've been to the International Theater at the Westgate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's not a bad seat there. We were near the back. No complaints here, though, when you consider what we paid. So, yeah, it's fine.
But it was fun. Fun was night of entertainment?
Great fun, yes. I highly recommend.
Very good, very good. Mark, thanks, man. Mm-hmm. We'll be back to you here to talk about the Raiders and what happened with the Raiders and the Steelers. And stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. Our brand new hours. I am so excited to be a part of Morning Drive in Las Vegas. This is so much fun. 6 to 9 a.m. And, of course, don't forget Bill O'Reilly coming up at 8:45, Clay and Buck at 9:05. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Monday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show.
What are things looking like as the Republican debate gets closer and closer? There's going to be at least a few of those top contenders on the stage. What does that look like? We'll talk about it. Clay and Buck.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining and Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I just moved here, and now I have to get permission from a licensing board before I can even get a job, and I need 1,600 hours of training before I can apply for the license. How am I supposed to do that and pay for rent?
According to data from the Institute for Justice, the state of Nevada has the most burdensome licensing laws for low-income professions than any other state in the nation. Hair braiders, landscapers, even shampooers have to undergo hundreds or even thousands of hours of training and pay hundreds or thousands of dollars in licensure fees before they're allowed to work in the state, even if they're already licensed somewhere else.
How does it cost so much to just get a job?
Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more about the way unnecessary licensure requirements are burdening working Nevadans. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
If your bank account is causing you headaches, switch to One Nevada Credit Union. With 46,000 free ATMs, innovative mobile apps, and convenient local branches, you can kiss your banker goodbye forever. Open an account online today or find a local branch at onenevada.org.
One Nevada Credit Union. Our one focus is you.
One Nevada is open to all Clark County residents. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I never meant to be so bad to you. One thing I said that I would never do.
So good to have you with us on this Monday morning. Brand new week, brand new challenges ahead, and an historic week coming up. Wednesday, we've got the second GOP presidential debate. Ronna McDaniel is chair of the Republican National Committee and was on with Bill Hemmer on Fox News Sunday, filling in for Shannon Bream. This was Ronna McDaniel looking ahead to Wednesday's GOP debate.
Donald Trump and his MAGA Republicans are determined to spread anger, hate, and division. They seek power at all costs. They're determined to destroy this democracy. I cannot watch that happen, nor can you.
So anger and hate and division and more in that. Meanwhile, we have this today from the Washington Post and ABC in a hypothetical matchup. Donald Trump leads Joe Biden in that poll by 9 points, 51-42. What do you think of that? And what do you think of the president's comments from last evening?
Well, the president, you know, came in as this unifier. I'm going to work across the aisle. And he's been nothing like that at all. Our party, our country is more divided than it's ever been. But we're also failing as a country. And that Washington Post poll showed that 3 out of 4 Americans feel like they're doing poorly or not as well under Joe Biden. Bidenomics is failing. Crime is rising. Our border is out of control. People are dying of fentanyl. Joe Biden is failing, and his approval is at 37%, with 63% of the country thinking we're on the wrong track. So that is the record of Joe Biden and why Republicans are surging and have a good chance to take back the White House in 2024.
Okay, let's talk about Wednesday now. As of now, there are 7 on stage. Is the field set? And what should viewers expect when they watch?
Yeah, the field will be set Monday night. Right now, there are 7 that have qualified. And I think you're going to see more of what you saw in Milwaukee and these candidates trying to make their case to the American people. The first vote is going to be in January of 2024, January 15th in Iowa. And I think they're trying to get that momentum as they had. And of course, President Trump's going to be in Michigan, so we'll be missing him from that debate.
Right. Donald Trump will be in Detroit. That was announced over the weekend. President Biden will be there on Tuesday. He'll be there Wednesday. Will he attend any of your primary debates?
Well, you know I want him to attend a debate, and he knows that. Everybody knows. I think the other candidates also want him to attend a debate. I hope that before January that he comes to a debate and participates in that process. But everybody's doing their own strategy, so the RNC's role is to create a fair, transparent process, and everyone can play their strategy as candidates as how they think they're best going to garner that nomination.
Okay, so nothing locked in right now with the former president?
No.
Okay. On the issue of abortion, you said that you wanted to see the candidates go after the issue head on. after this moment in Milwaukee in August.
Can't we all agree that we should ban late-term abortions? Can't we all agree that we should encourage adoptions? Can't we all agree that doctors and nurses who don't believe in abortion shouldn't have to perform them? Can't we all agree that contraception should be available? And can't we all agree that we are not going to put a woman in jail or give her the death penalty if she gets an abortion? Let's treat this like a respectful issue that it is and humanize the situation and stop demonizing the situation.
So that was quite a moment. You also said we're not going to win if we don't talk about it. How do you want your candidates to talk about it?
Well, I'll be very clear, Bill. The Democrats in 2022 spent $350 million lying to the American people about where Republicans stood on this issue. We have to put money behind our message, and we have to put the Democrats on defense. So we can't just say it in an interview like this. Our candidates have to go on TV and say, we are for pregnancy crisis centers. We are for easier adoption. We are for humane limitations. We believe that the rest of our country agrees that there should be limitations when a baby feels pain. That's where the most of the world is. That's where Europe is. And that's where we should be as a civilized country. But where do the Democrats stand? What is an abortion they're against? 9-month, 8-month, 7-month gender selection abortions where China is? So we have to define this issue and take it back for ourselves and push out the Democrats' extremeness on this issue. And if we don't do that, they're going to spend another $350 million lying to the American people.
Ronna McDaniel, she will be in Simi Valley, the People's Republic of California, coming up on Wednesday, the GOP presidential debate, the second one. Somebody that will make the stage. We don't have to wait till 6 o'clock tonight to find out. He's going to make the stage, and that's Tim Scott, the U.S. Senator from South Carolina, was on with Bill Hemmer looking ahead to Wednesday's debate. This is Cut 6. Go.
I want to be myself. The goal is for us to be able to have a conversation about the most important issues facing this nation and, frankly, defend the next generation of kids who are losing hope that the American dream will work for a kid in rural Iowa or inner city Chicago. I'm the defender for those who cannot find someone to stand up. I will be the voice for those who feel voiceless because I've been that kid. I felt like there was no hope for my future living in poverty and growing up in a single-parent household, but I will talk about the contrasts that exist on that stage because the American people deserve someone they can have confidence in because we've lived a similar journey that our obstacles became our opportunities, and frankly, looking in the mirror, the problems revealed the promise. Because we are Americans.
Well,
we are remarkable.
Yeah, and
but we have to act like it.
Yeah, here's your challenge, too, though. Since that last debate, President Trump hasn't lost any ground. Here is our poll from Iowa this week. He's steady at 46%. You've dropped a few points. And in your home state of South Carolina, Trump's also at 46%. Nikki Haley's at 18%, and you trail there at 9%. I think the last question for you is that do you need a breakout moment in this debate?
I don't think so. What I need to do is to continue to do what I have been doing, showing up. The more time I spend in Iowa, the better off I will be. The more time I spend in New Hampshire, the better off I will be. The good news is polls don't vote, but people do. And so I need to make sure that I find myself in front of the most people as possible on a consistent basis. The more I do that, the better off we will be. The good news is this campaign is just getting ready to see the fourth quarter. I love football season. I love football. And I like the fourth quarter.
There you have it. Tim Scott with Bill Hemmer on Fox News Sunday yesterday. By the way, this hour brought to you by True Dentistry. Dr. Joe Willardson is my dentist. He can be your dentist, too. And now True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. That's a $150 value, absolutely free. True Dentistry with two convenient locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800 for that first appointment. That's 702-434-4800. Or check them out at truedentistry.com. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on this Monday edition of Live and Local on AM 670 KMZQ.
debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first, if you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles, listen up. CarShield is a low-cost monthly vehicle protection plan now available to you. This protection plan is at an all-time low price. Please call 800-925-7584 for a free quote. Drivers who activate today will also receive free roadside assistance and towing at no additional cost. That is 800-925-7584 right now. On this Monday, I am still very